Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat, live from Oracle Open World. I'm Allison Klein, and we're joined by Dr. Marcus Preitzis, Director of Financial Data Warehouse at Deutsche Bank. Welcome.
Hello.
So this is a huge topic right now in terms of the financial services industry. Can you tell us a little bit about what is the scope of data warehousing at Deutsche Bank, and what is it that you and your position are responsible for?
There's a quite a large scope of data warehousing as such, which I'm, only have a part of,
mm-hmm.
As there are many, many applications which for many, many purposes do data warehousing. The part that I'm working on is the financial data warehouse, which looks after basically the financials and risk numbers
mm-hmm.
that are stored in a data warehouse. So in comparison to any, let's say, HR data or any other data, that's obviously as well in data warehouse environments in DB.
So when you look at that large scope of data, I'm assuming customer data, massive amount of size of data, what are the biggest challenges that your team needs to consider in terms of delivering infrastructure solutions that are going to provide good value for your customers?
I think there are mainly three big challenges in general, I guess, but in particular as well for if you look at financial data warehouses. The first one being that the data volume is simply increasing over time. When you look back some years, people weren't talking that much about double-digit numbers in terabytes or whatever is stored, which is mainly driven out of the sheer volume increasing, but also the frequency increasing, which is my second point. It drives not only the frequency where you need to process the data, but with storing the data, if you do it only in a kind of monthly snapshot, like in the past, mm-hmm. that was pretty straightforward. If you're doing it on a daily basis or intraday basis, you get many more snapshots, which also increase your data volume. And that's both together sort of is the third point, which is around about performance. So volume, frequency, and performance.
Last year, you were featured at Oracle Open World in the Intel keynote with Diane Bryant. You talked about some pretty significant performance increase by moving to an Exadata system. Can you tell us a little bit about why performance is so key here?
Sure. One thing that evolved over time in banking as such are regulatory requirements. So where it was sufficient in the past to do it on a certain subset and do it only on a monthly basis nowadays, this needs to move to a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
even in some instances in intraday basis. That is one of the huge challenges at the same time, your functionality or your functional requirements have gone up, not down. So also there, from a regulatory standpoint, a number of new requirements, keywords like Basel II or III
mm-hmm.
Evolved. So you need to process more data, even faster, with even more functionality.
Within those regulatory requirements, do you see these requirements getting more and more strict in terms of the amount of access that you need to provide to that data in terms of being able to query it almost on demand? Or
There's certainly a number of dimensions when it comes to consequences in certain requirements there are. One of which you mentioned, that there's a lot more interest simply.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a very specific topic. Now with the regulations covering more and more areas, your user numbers go up.
Mm-hmm.
With your user numbers, also your security requirements, so data access
mm-hmm.
Changes, as well as when you look through the number of regulations methodology-wise, that increases as well. So also your complexity increases, mm-hmm. and your integration of, you know, what was traditionally separated areas of regulations come closer together. Hence, you need to link more and more data together.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of the Oracle Open World Show, but is there something at the event that you've been most interested to hear about in terms of how it could relate to how you're running your data warehouse?
Oh, there's certainly a number of things, you know, which are sort of known already, a number of things which have been talked about already. One of which, for instance, in the overall 12C mm-hmm. space or the cloud environment, that is certainly an interesting topic, multi-tenancy, for instance, because there's not only one data warehouse that you need to manage. There's a number of them. You need to manage them efficiently. You need to be agile in order to create environments, test environments, and that sort of stuff. So that's certainly something where 12C comes in. And then another topic is certainly all around the, let's say, keyword big data.
It's interesting. I was at Structure Europe in London last week, and there was a lot of talk about, you know, obviously that show is focused on cloud computing. When you look at the 12C announcement, the 12C capabilities in the cloud, what do you think the financial services community is going to do in terms of use of the cloud for data warehousing? And do you see a future where you can look into an environment like multi-tenancy for your data and it would make sense?
Yeah, certainly. I don't think it's that financial service specific in terms of usage, to be honest. My personal view is that the features can be applied to many places, one of which is financial service, where you by nature have a multitude of different databases which need to be managed, operated, maintained, upgraded, patched, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And if you can then use your infrastructure more efficiently, more effectively, and provide these services around the database at a better cost, that's certainly, I guess, interesting, not only for financial services.
But I guess one question that I have is with the amount of regulatory control of your data that you face, and that's why I ask about financial services in particular, do you see that as, you know, these two things coming together as almost pushing against each other in some way?
To a certain degree, maybe. I don't think sometimes, you know, the regulations on one side obviously happen on a more abstract layer than you know, the technical realization mm-hmm. of that. So certain features help in that regard. So one thing that certainly helps in regard of multi-tenancy is that you can separate things. You've got multi-tenant, actually,
right.
Really. Yeah. So that certainly helps. And there's a number of requirements in the regulatory space that can be supported by that as well. For instance, if you look at all the kind of stress test requirements that you have, that all require a certain, you know, agility in creating these kind of environments. And that's as well something where it can help.
The data analytics interest, are you looking at doing different types of queries with your data than you were maybe a few years ago? Or what kind of queries are you looking at that might change the way that you're managing your business?
I think in general, if you look through all the requirements in the regulatory space or in the financial space, I think that there are two things to observe. One thing is you get, as I said, more people interested and more analytics simply going there. So mm-hmm. where you know, in the past, people weren't that interested in the risk side of things or was a limited group, it mm-hmm. now has a bigger impact simply for regulations for many more people. That's why you've got simply an increase there. On the other side, the query type, I think, will increase in complexity as more and more elements come to the game, more and more elements need to be regarded. And therefore, you need to join more and more data together, which makes it more complex.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for being on the program today. Always interesting to hear an enterprise perspective on the world of data warehousing and data analytics. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.